Shalom, it's Reuven Abrahimov, the Haftorah man. Today's Haftarah, there's two today, but today's morning Haftarah for Yom Kippur comes from the book of Yeshayahu. And we know from listening to the Haftarot all year round that out of a roughly 80 Haftarot, Yeshayahu gets 20 of them. He was alive maybe 150 years before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, but it was standing. He was a Navi, a prophet, he was a Kohen, a priest, and his mishpucha were part of the royal administration. His mishpacha was part of the kingship and the royalty of Am Yisrael. And he was out there, the most eloquent of prophets, pleading with people to do teshuvah, to return to the ways of Hashem. So today is Yom HaKippurim, and today is the day where we pray hard that we sincerely, sincerely pray from our hearts that God hears our prayers and that we take a moment to reflect and say, hey, wait a minute, what have I been doing? What was I thinking? And that maybe we can change our evil ways and do good things with our time and our decisions. So the Haftarah comes from chapter Nun Zayin. Whenever you see the book of Yeshayahu, there's two different feels to the book. From one Chapter 1 to 39 is this historical thing, that historical conversations about what was happening. But now you get into after chapter 40, which is where all the Shiva Dinachemta comes from, that you see this is messianic, this is prophetic, this is talking about the future. And that this is talking to the people that were in the Gullus Bavel, and this is also talking to the people that are in the Gullus today, in exile today. It's for all of us. The Haftarah starts up. Va'amar, solu, solu. Now, the prophet is saying to us that we should have the way paved for us, and we should lift ourselves out from stumbling. Harimu michshol miderech ami, that our nation should get up and out of the troughs of stumbling, of going off the derech. So who are we talking about that we're supposed to pray to? That you have in Shacharit, on Shabbat. Hamelech HaYoshev al Kisei Ram V'nisa. So here you have Ram V'nisa, Shochein Ad V'kadosh Shemo, Marom V'kadosh. So what is this talking about? The words are mixed up a little bit. Not mixed up, transposed. The words are transposed. But what is it saying? That God is up high. But even though God is up high, if you reach up your hand, if you reach up by speaking to Him, God wants to hear what you have to say. God wants to hold your hand and guide you and go b'derech Hashem, go with Shem, go with Hashem. Because what does it say over here? Ki lo li'olam ari v'lo lenetzach. God says, I may have created you, you are my children. I'm just not going to argue with you forever. You got to get it. And if you don't get it, oy va'avoy. But really, I hope you get it. That because ba'avon bitz'o katzafti va'akehu. God is saying, the sinners, you don't get it, you will be punished severely. Va'harishayim kayom nigrosh. And the lives of the people that don't listen to me are going to be like this turbulent waters in the ocean. So now what? He says, listen, Kirabigaron, Al Tachshov, Kashafar Harem Kolech, tells a Jewish person, be proud of who you are. Be proud that you're connected to God. And on this day, speak up and talk to God. He says, Lama Tsamnu Velo Ra'isi, Ra'isa. He says, we're fasting, but we don't see nothing happening. You know, you could think for a minute when people wish you on Yom Kippur, what do they usually say to you? Have an easy fast. This Haftarah specifically says that's just the entrance into the game. It's not the goal. The goal is not to have an easy fast. Fasting, when you don't eat, your mind is not, oh, I'm stuffed and I'm hungry. Your mind is turning down the physical dial of physical desires. And what you do is you're allowing your soul to be heard and to listen, and that you're in touch with the lever of your soul connecting to God. That is the purpose of fasting. It is not the goal. It is to clear away whatever's blocking your neshama, your soul, from connecting to God. So then what happens? Lahashmiya b'marom. The goal is that if you're praying clearly from your heart and soul to God, then your prayers will be heard. Have an easy fast. Maybe should be, and we hear people saying this, have a meaningful fast. Feel connected to God, right? So that now you're saying, I'm fasting, but it is a message that I'm saying, I'll fast because then it helps me pray. Now, the Haftarah concludes with what we say on Kiddush on Shabbat. So what's the connection? Im tashiv mishabbat raglecha, asod chafetzecha biyom kodshi, v'karata l'shabbat oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubad, v'chibaratu ma'asod derachecha mimso chafetzecha v'daber davar. Translated, you, a Jewish person, were given the Torah. In the Torah is the Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments is the mitzvah of keeping Shabbat. Shamor et Shabbat, v'zachor et Shabbat. Or my daughter says, Shamor Zachor. So the message is, if you keep Shabbat, then Hashem says, and you show kavod for Shabbat, I'm going to take care of you. It is the one day of the week where you're not making money for yourself and not doing things for yourself. It's like surrender to Hashem, and that the Rabbonu Shel Olam promises you, I'm going to take care of you. You have to trust in God, and God is going to take care of you. And what if you do it? Az tisanag al Hashem v'hichraftich al bamasei aretz v'hachaltich nachalad Yaakov avicha kipi Hashem diber. So the message is that then, if you keep Shabbat, you'll have an oneg, you'll have simcha on Shabbat, and God will carry you through, and that you will eat from the nachala, the inheritance of the tribe of Yaakov, Avinu, our father, and so says God, in writing, in black and white. So, Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbatot. It is the Shabbos of all Shabboses. So the message is that this is the one day of the year that up in the heavens, the courts of din are closed, the courts of justice and mercy, the courts of mercy are open, and that we're invited to pray from our heart, not burdened by physical weightiness, but soul soaring to God to be heard in the court of mercy in the heavens. Enjoy the Haftarah.